How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business, and we are able to equip you to build your brand right here on the radio.
Right, helping you use more media, get even more media exposure in 2018, helping create influencers. We've been doing it since 2008. We'd love to help you. You can check out our website if you want a free guide, a free report on how to get even more media exposure. Go to MassiveMediaExposure.com, MassiveMediaExposure.com. All right, Eric, I'm going to ask you some tough questions.
Tough questions?
Did you do it?
Is there something you want to tell me? Oh, don't do that.
Do you remember when Mama would do that?
Yeah, that'll make me twitch.
Is there something you'd like to share?
No, there is not. Is there something you want to tell me? You got questions for me.
Well, Jessica Stillman, she is a contributor to Inc.com.
Yeah.
And she says, right after the holiday craziness, as we go into the beginning of the new year, she says, there are some tough yet essential questions that will set us up for success in 2018. She says, according to science, if you actually want to keep your New Year's resolutions,
yeah,
don't start it in January.
It's a New Year. Doesn't the New Year start in January?
So, yeah, you'd think. Okay,
when should
New
we
Year.
Start it? Maybe October?
February.
February is when we start our New Year's resolutions.
Apparently. Why? Because of the hubbub of celebrations and the back-to-work chaos in January often gets in the way of our thoughtful commitment to our goals. And because we're so distracted and trying to get back into the swing of things, the goals that we thought and the resolutions that we set, they're not front burner. They're not the top priority. And by January 15th, they're done.
All right, Jessica Stillman, I think that's probably true for all those people who roll up the sidewalks during the holidays and have to get restarted with the momentum. We've been talking about that for a long time. That's why we did our 100-day goal starting in October, to keep the momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I buy the entirety of that.
Well, she says the holidays and the beginning of the new year, she says, are a lousy time for serious reflection because there's just too many distractions. And I will tell you this year, historically, I have always set my goals on January 1. My husband and I sit down.
Sure.
We have our financial summit. It's a big deal. We bring out the calendar. We bring all of this stuff on January 1. Well, this year, my husband wasn't feeling good on January 1. So we didn't actually do all that until January 7th. And so, I get it. Sometimes you have to put it on a little delay, and it's okay.
Right.
Right? I guess it should just be okay. So here she says a couple of questions, actually several questions, tough but necessary. And the first question she says,
yes,
what advice would your 80-year-old self give your current self?
Sha la 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 la, kiss the girl. I think that's what
your 80-year-old self would say, kiss the girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
You remember the Little Princess?
You're not doing enough kissing right now?
Do you know the Little Mermaid?
I know the Little Mermaid.
And
I'm familiar with that.
The crustacean that sings, sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Right?
La. Go ahead and kiss the girl. No?
No.
No.
No. I mean, you know, I mean, I know the song, but...
That's what my 80-year-old self would say.
That's what your 80-year-old self would say.
Sure.
So out of all the things that are going on in your world right now...
Maybe that's the thing that's on the front burner.
That is the thing.
Maybe.
All right. She says, imagining you and your future self can yield insight into what you might regret. And so often our regrets come from things that we didn't do, that we wanted to do, but we didn't do. And far less from the things we did do. So if you did go ahead and make that move and you regret, you know, less likely that you'll regret that or make that big change or try for all of that. It's less likely that you'll regret those things that you actually jumped in to do. You'll probably learn a lesson. You'll probably figure things out. And it's usually the things that we didn't do.
Okay.
That we regret.
All right.
Okay.
Question number two. You ready?
I'm ready.
What one event, big or small, in the past year are you going to tell your grandchildren about?
Ooh, my grandchildren. Hmm.
This question is disqualified. Neither of us have grandchildren. And
well, but someday we could have grandchildren. You don't think so?
And we're going to come back to this year?
Well, of course. Do you ever tell your children stuff about stuff that happened before they were born?
Heck no.
Nothing at all?
Ever.
Ever?
No.
You know, about your life, about how you got here, stories?
Nope.
That happened before they were born? No,
nope.
Nothing? Nothing at all? Okay, all right.
No, no.
Right? But the point of it is to find, you know, what are you going to do this year that's worth telling the next generation about? Is it just the same old, same old? Is it just routine? Did you do anything that you were excited about? Did you finally take that leap of faith? Did you finally jump into the Grand Canyon? I don't know. Like that big thing. What's the thing in your life that is worthy of storytelling? How about last week? Is there anything that you did last week in your life that is just worthy of storytelling?
No.
Okay, then maybe we need to put something on the calendar and set something up that actually is you know, worthwhile. Like, that would be worth storytelling. I mean, don't you think? Rather than to go, at the end of the year, I had nothing to share. Nothing worthwhile of my life to share.
It must be something. I just don't know what it was.
Right? And that's okay. I'm sure that, you know, there is. Maybe you're just not thinking about it. Okay, how about this tough question?
Okay.
What do you need to stop doing that you do all the time?
The nothing.
I
need to stop doing the nothing.
You need to stop doing the nothing.
Right.
She says adding goals is great, but for every additional minute you spend pursuing one thing, you're going to have to spend one less thing, you know, one less doing something else.
Okay. Can we get to number four?
Go ahead.
What are the most important relationships in your life, and how will you nurture them this year?
Ooh. See, it is. It's all about relationships.
It's been
always
about
connecting.
And I'm talking business relationships here.
Of course.
Of course.
Right? But it's who knows you that
right.
is going to get you to where... with, you know, where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Right? Your 3 degrees connection. You know, you've heard of the 6 degrees of separation.
Sure,
you know,
Kevin Bacon,
that whole story, right? But it's actually 3 degrees of connection. But if we're not building relationships, if we're not pouring into people, we're going to feel really disconnected. We're going to feel really lonely. And at the end of the year, I think very sad.
It's true. And so we've got to strengthen those bonds in the relationships. How about this? What are people going to...
Why were you so excited about that one?
Oh, it's because it's about relationships.
I'm sorry. You were mumbling.
It was about relationships.
About relationships.
Yeah.
You're big in...
I like relationships.
Yeah, so big into kissing and big into relationships.
I'm just saying my 80-year-old
plural. Did you notice that? Plural.
Would say, don't
relationships.
Hesitate.
Girls, I don't know if you picked up on that.
80-year-old self.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be doing that to the girls.
I'm just saying. He's saying relationships.
My 80-year-old self would go, don't hesitate.
Okay. So this one can seem kind of morbid, but as we're thinking about how successful we're going to be in 2018, I mean, even going back to 2017, we kind of wanted to kick it to the curb
right.
for, you know, a lot of people. Well, let's put it in place. Let's plan it on paper. Let's establish what it is that we want to go back and reflect on
right.
so that we create those successes. We're intentional about them.
So your morbid question is?
What will people say about you at your funeral?
Or we could put it this way. What do you want on your tombstone?
Pepperoni.
Right? Absolutely. It's an important question. How do I want to be remembered? And I think that what people would put on my tombstone is, there's a man who really cared about others. He made a difference.
Well, I mean, what is it that you want your legacy to be, right? And are you living your life that lines up with that,
right?
You know, with that. And so for you, Eric, your life is lined up with, you know, people saying you really cared.
I really hope so.
And so
either that or, damn it, how is that trick done?
There is that too, because he's the magician, and he never tells his secrets. And so, you know, as we're reflecting, and I think that that's what this takes. And I'm certain that when she says wait until February, take the entire month of January. Don't just start it. Don't just start filling your calendar with stuff. Don't just continue through the same old actions and reactions and the same old motions that you did before. We started out Monday. You took the same route to work. You parked in the same parking spot.
Right.
You're attacking your projects in the same way. Same old, same old, same old. So take this month and reflect. What do I want this to look different? What are the stories I want to tell? Who are the people that matter the most to me? And let's make an action plan. And now let's move forward from there.
Nurture those relationships. We are going to nurture the relationships with the people who support this program. Would you please turn up the volume and do business with the people who do business with the pros? Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer will be back right after these messages. This is the Experience Pros Network.
The way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the program, so give us a ring if you'd like. The best way to do that is to comment on our Facebook Live video. We shoot live video here during the program, and you can make comments on there. Otherwise, if you feel like calling into the studio, 303-632-4160. That's 303-632-4160. You want to have some fun?
Always.
Of course you
always,
do.
Always, right? We just talked about how to make sure that we're creating a lifestyle that is worth telling stories. But if you've set yourself up for a budget this year, maybe all the fun that you want to have is a little outside of your budget. Yep. My husband and I used to do these events called, we would do a spending fast.
A spending fast.
You've heard of
fast all the time.
Right. You've heard of fasting, you know, going without.
Like going without.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we would do a spending fast. You know, it's when you run out of month before you run out of money
Wrong all this time.
Right.
I've been spending fast.
You've been spending fast,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so we run out of money before we run out of month. And we would do the spending fast in order to stretch out to the end of the month.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
We'd have to get super, super creative if we weren't spending any money. Well, I now have to bow down to the master, Michelle McGaugh. She actually decided not to spend any money for an entire year.
Yeah, yeah. She wrote a book about this called The No Spend Year. How you can spend less and live more.
And I've actually read this story, and it's pretty fascinating. In the end, she was able to execute her no spend year. She saved more than $24,000 in the process.
Obviously, she needed to spend on necessities, home, food, utilities, essential toiletries, and things like that.
Yeah.
But for a year, she imposed a self-imposed rule that she couldn't spend items that were unnecessary. Vacations, drinks with friends, eating out, tickets to movies, concerts, shows, and plays.
She rode her bike everywhere, so she didn't spend money on gas and cars and insurance and all of that. And so, yes, you still have to spend money. You have to pay your electric bill. You have to pay your mortgage and all of that. But all the extras, imagine. I mean, think about how much money. Do you ever just get to the end of the month and go, where did it all go? And you don't even realize all the different ways that the money is just flowing out. And so here are some things that you can do to have fun.
Yep.
without spending any money, so you can save a little more.
Number one is probably top on your list, always has been ever since you had children.
Well, it's reading, but not what you're thinking, though, Eric. It's not books. Mm-mm.
It's not books.
It isn't. Although that's a great and productive way to stay entertained.
What do
go to your local library and use the resources there.
Right.
But what she's recommending is reading your local paper, other local publications, online and off, because they have community calendars with a list of events that are happening in your area. Everything from concerts to food festivals, lectures, and more. And look for the keyword
free. Yeah.
Right? They may not necessarily be what you would have picked, you know, if you were spending money or what you normally would have picked. But she says, step outside your comfort zone and try something new that you might not ever tried before.
I see what she's doing there. Here's another one that you can do. Again, we're talking about how to have fun without breaking the bank or, in fact, spending any money at all. Host a movie night.
Right? Have people come to you. Make it a potluck where everybody brings a dish or a snack to share. You can make a day of it and settle in for a marathon because there's all sorts of, you know, one, two, and three series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Movies, if movies aren't your thing, you can make it a game night. Whatever it is, a free activity hosted in your home. Friends bring the food and the drinks.
Right.
Zero money spent. Lots of fun had. You could do that, kind of do a quarterly where you switch around and do it at different friends' homes and really build up relationships that way.
Love that.
Go outside, grab your bike, go for a ride, go for a walk.
Today here in Denver, for this is going to be painful for those of you who are listening on the East Coast or pretty much anywhere else in the country, it's 67 degrees.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It is really gorgeous. But, I mean, when you think about being outside, how energizing that is just for the soul. You're soaking up vitamin D.
You bet.
You're reducing stress. You're improving your mood. It's all for free.
Yep.
Go to the beach if you've got one. Go to the mountains. Go to a lake. Whatever. Just go outside.
How about this? Volunteer. If you want to have some fun, volunteer for a local charity. It's good for your soul and your wallet, right? And according to a 2009 study by social psychologist Jorge A. Barraza, he says when people are empathetic, that is, they're giving of their time to others, 47% more oxytocin, that's the feel-good hormone, is released into the brain.
47%.
More. There's a study.
People are empathetic.
Right.
Interesting. That is interesting.
All right.
More ways to have fun without spending any money.
Shiver me timbers.
Search for treasure. What is that? Geocaching, mm-hmm. Right? Where you have an app on your phone and you get the coordinates and you go off and look for treasure and then bury something else. She also recommends yard sales in your area. Even what was that? What was that Pokey app that used to be?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Where you go out and search for Pokemon and just go out for a little treasure hunt. She says at yard sales, even if you're not interested in buying something, search for anything that looks curious. She says take it home and research it online, and you never know when an antique could be worth more than you bought it for.
Mm.
And if nothing else, you're enriching your mind. Although the whole idea of going antique shopping, to me, kind of defeats the whole purpose of not spending any money. But
it probably does.
But you could make your money back, and so I could see that.
You know, you don't have to buy it. You could take pictures of it and go research it.
Oh, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
And then hit yourself over the head when you didn't buy it and it was worth something.
And now it's gone.
And somebody's got it for $25.
Yeah.
Or 25 cents. How about this one? Learn. Cities with museums tend to have free general admission or free museum days. How about the zoo? You could go to the anything that you could learn.
Yeah,
something.
Our arts and cultural district puts out a calendar, and probably in your area as well, free days that the museums put together, the botanic gardens, all of that. They have their free days, the Denver Zoo.
And your friends, especially the women folk, tend to think you are more cultured if you go to the museum.
If you're going to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And
or the Botanic Gardens.
It's pretty fascinating.
Absolutely.
Right? And so if you haven't been for a while and you're looking for an excuse and you're looking for a way not to spend any money, do a little research. And that was kind of the first thing is find those free days that are happening. Most cities in their art and cultural districts have and host them. I know when my kids were little, we used to do things that were free for preschoolers, where preschoolers were free. And so we could go as families and go and do really fun things.
And when in doubt, finally, just go explore. Head out to your city's downtown or city center and just walk around. Maybe you're going to run into a free event or some captivating wall art. Maybe a perfect photo op for your Instagram. You never know. But there are lots and lots of things to do. There's no excuse for not having a ton of fun.
And I think that so often we think, okay, I don't have plans and I don't have money, so we just stay in.
No. You're defeating the purpose. Mm-hmm. Unless what you're doing when you're staying in is more fun than what you did when you went out. And only you and the good Lord above will know. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. Angel Tussey and Eric Graber hanging out with you, helping you build your brand right here on the radio.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. You know, when we talk about positive business talk, one of the things that we tend to forget is right in the middle of all of our business, also at the same time, is all of our family. And the interactions that we have with our family are precious.
They absolutely are. And do you feel as if you're missing out on some of this precious family time? Do you think you could just do better as a family unit? Well, our guest is Ronnie Lambrick. She was a typical wife and mom from Castle Rock, Colorado, here in Castle Rock, working long hours to make ends meet. Does this sound familiar? She said when her entire world changed in a split second while her family was on vacation in California and her son Dalton left for heaven just after Christmas in 2013 due to injuries from an ATV accident. And since then, Ronnie and her husband John have made it their mission to help other parents live better, more meaningful lives with their children. Ronnie Lambrecht, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, hi, Eric. Hi, Angel. Thanks for having me.
It is fantastic having you, Ronnie. And first and foremost, let us, once again, we've done this in person, but let us express our sincere condolences to the loss of your son. It's 4 years, and I know that it will never, ever get, old, right? It's one of those things.
Exactly.
so horrible. When you went through that horrible time, what was going through your mind? I mean, I've lost friends and family members. It's you feel powerless.
Totally powerless, totally out of control, and totally out of body. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like you're watching someone else run the puppet of you. It's just crazy, and that feeling actually lasted almost 2 years for us. Where it just feels like you're out of your body constantly, and you're numb, and you're just watching yourself kind of go through everyday life experiences.
Sure.
Because you have to move on. You have to keep forging ahead and paying your bills and working and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I know that you ask parents now on a regular basis, if you knew that your child would be gone tomorrow, what would you do differently today? What kind of response do you get from that?
A lot of parents just kind of laugh it off, but a lot of them will really stop and talk with me, especially if they, you know, if they know us or have heard our story. I don't know, it's so poignant. Obviously for me, now that we're at the backside of parenting, looking back on what we did, and Dalton's not here with us anymore, it's easier, obviously, for us to look back and say, wow, I did that really well, but I really sucked at that.
I think this
is, we could have done that better.
Something that, especially with moms, you know, we always, you know, we kind of beat ourselves up and we have the mom guilt. And did I do enough? Was I there enough? Did we create enough memories, or what, or were we just all caught up in being busy and the chaotic of life? Because Ronnie, I don't think any of us can even imagine that what it would be like to lose our child, but we're not necessarily living every day as if we were. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of people will tell me that, well, you know what, when I'll really focus on that when we go to Disney World, or we go on our big vacation to Mexico, or when we go to the family wedding in July. And for me, it's really tough for me to think of that, okay, so between now and that big event, you might have 5 months. Mm-hmm. Or 3 weeks or whatever. What about all those moments in between where you make dinner together, or you do the dishes together, or you're working on laundry or cleaning the house or going to a movie, or could you have a family game night? And all those things in between the big events are, I think, more important than the big events.
Sure. So Ronnie, do you have some tips today, just speaking to the heart of parents, mm-hmm. of things that we can do to capture each day, to capture this day, to change from that chaotic, just busy and waiting for the big moments? I know you've mentioned a couple things, you know, eating dinner, but what are some practical things that your clients, people, the families that you've worked with, that you've seen them instill to make such a big difference?
I think one of the biggest things is for people to just stop. So say you just walked in from work and you're feeling all chaotic from work and that kind of a thing. And just stopping for just a moment and realizing, look around your home and see what you've built, and then look at your children and take a deep breath and your daughter's smiling, or your son gave you a hug, or there's artwork on the fridge. All these little things, like somebody made a funny comment that only your teenager could come up with, or, you know, you're doing chores together. All those little tiny things, if you can just stop while you're in the moment
and savor
it, take a deep breath, and be really appreciative that you actually had that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm big on that. I love savoring the moment, whatever it is, because you never know. Either it will just pass and go, right, and we'll forget,
yeah.
or you may never get the opportunity again.
Yeah, Eric is really good. I am the one that says, okay, we did this, and let's go to the next thing, and I'm always in forward motion, that I have to be very intentional about drawing to and recognizing the moments as they are happening. Okay, Ronnie, I know you've got a book out, you've got some great resources out, and even a fundraiser opportunity for folks listening. Do you want to share that?
Absolutely. I've got my books. I released the first one is called Parenting at Your Best: Straightforward Tips for Parenting with Your Mind with Mindfulness, and my second book is A Parent's Guide for Journaling to Your Child. And one of the cool things is that in the first book, the whole first chapter is about writing to your child and also teaching them to write back to you. And because we're creating human beings here that are someday maybe going to be married and have spouses of their own and have kids of their own, and we want them to be able to write love letters and that kind of a thing. So we need to start by showing them how to write a love letter to them, and then also teaching them back and forth. And then other parents have asked us if they could do anything for John and I in the midst of all of this, what would it be? And one of our main answers for any parent is, you know what, stop and take a few minutes tonight and write your kid a love letter. And you could give it to him now. You could wait. For me, I had a journal that I had started for Dalton before he was ever born, and I was going to give it to him on his 18th birthday. And he knew it was there, but he, you know, never got to see it because I was holding it back from him. So I don't know that I would ever tell somebody to hold it that long.
Yeah.
Because you just never know.
Right.
But it's so cool to be able to have that stuff. And what was really funny is when we were telling parents that, and still to this day when I tell parents, please just write to your kids, parents will say to me, I have no idea where to start. I'm not a writer. I don't know what to say. And so I put together this little guide, and it's only 64 pages. It's really simple, and you can just keep it with your journal or your notebook or however you write to your child. But it just gives you little topics. So you could say, okay, what am I going to write about today? And you could flip to a page and find something fun to write about. Yeah, and there's simple things in there, like when you were a kid, if you were standing out in front of your house, like you were standing at the street, explain what it all looked like. So were the trees in the front yard, and was there grass in the yard, and there was a sidewalk, and, you know, how did your front porch look, and what did your house look like, and all those kind of things. Because we forget, in so many cases, that our kids would really love to hear our stories, but we don't stop and talk about the little things so that they can picture it like we pictured it.
Mm. Really, really good. We are talking with Ronnie Lamprecht, and the question for you now is, where do our listeners go to get copies of your books?
They can go on Amazon, and they can also go to my website, which is parentingatyourbestwithoutregrets.com.
Parentingatyourbestwithoutregrets.com. Folks, I encourage you to connect with Ronnie and get a copy of the book, the workbook as well, and use these tools to build stronger bonds with your children and your relationships with your family.
I love the name of the website, you know, Parenting at Your Best Without Regrets. I think that's something we all aspire to. Ronnie, thank you so much for telling your story and for healing the way that you have done and sharing with so many. I know it makes such a big difference. We're so grateful to have you on the show today.
Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
You too. Folks, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Thank you for tuning in and participating. We love it when you do. Angel, I know this probably doesn't affect you, but there are a lot of people in business who allow their business to overcome their financial stability and end up in a situation with bad credit.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they use their personal loan, personal credit,
right,
personal stuff to fund a business and to get started, to give your business a startup loan in the beginning. You know, you might pull from a 401k, you might pull from a line of credit or something to give you that seed capital,
right,
to get yourself started. But you know, you get yourself, and it's not hard to get yourself into a little hot water when it comes to credit.
It's true.
It's so easy. Yeah. It's so easy to get yourself into hot water. And then once you're there, it just seems as if everything is stacked against you to get out.
Well, we got here as quickly as we could, folks. We, took a look at a website called quickanddirtytips.com.
Can you bring this to the radio?
I think we can.
Now I know what you look up on the internet.
Quickanddirtytips.com.
Of course, we've already known that about Eric
this
already.
This is the subdirectory of money and finance, specifically directing with dealing with credit and five ways to get a loan with bad credit.
if you have bad credit, people will give you still give you money.
Well,
this is one of those things. I went to the Dave Ramsey School of Get Out of Debt, and he talks about loaning money to, you know, friends and family.
Yep.
And he says,
don't do that.
If the bank won't give them money, if the institutions that this is their business is to determine whether or not this person will pay you back, if they said no, what are you thinking?
Right. Well, we're not necessarily endorsing any of these. We are just simply saying if you need credit when your credit is bad, if you need money, a loan when your credit is bad, there are, according to the money girl, Laura Adams, five ways. Let's talk about them.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Number one. Use a home equity line of credit. If you've got enough equity in your property, you could get a low interest tax deductible line of credit to spend on any way that you like.
Yeah, but don't they, I mean, isn't it still a loan you're applying for?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah,
it's a loan.
Yeah, but you're applying for, and so even with bad credit, they'll let you take your line of credit.
What are they putting equity as collateral?
Oh, your house.
Your house.
Oh, that's a biggie. It's probably the only thing you have, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. It's a little risky, but yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. We didn't say they were, you know, I mean, it's not magical options.
The website we're getting this from is called quickanddirtytips.com.
There you go. All right. All right. So if you want to get a loan, you got some bad credit. Option number two, according to Money Gal Laura Adams, she says apply to credit unions.
Credit unions are similar to banks, but they're owned by their members who typically have something in common, like working in the same industry or living in the same geographic area. Credit unions are nonprofit organizations that pass along their earnings to members, and you sometimes find that it is easier to get a loan with a credit union because if you're a part of the credit union, you're part of the membership.
Yeah,
part of
membership. And so, you know, applying, having an account at your local credit union, find a creditunion.com. That's a website to locate a credit union near you. Also to discuss getting a personal loan. They also recommend comparing loans so that you know you're getting the lowest interest rate possible before you sign the final paperwork. I think so often, especially if you're in a situation where you have bad credit and you're just anxious for anybody to give you money,
right,
that you might not be as concerned about the final details, the little details such as the interest rate and the fees, but you should be. You should be.
Pay
close attention and compare. I also know that, you know, we get nervous about going to multiple institutions because we don't want multiple people pulling up our credit report,
yeah,
because
when
that dings our credit as well.
When you get a hard credit inquiry, it does ding. It's typically temporary. They do fade after time. Here's a way to avoid that, and that is a peer-to-peer, or as I like to say, PP.
A PP?
A PP loan.
What?
P2P loan has been around. P2P or peer-to-peer lending has been around since 2005. It's actually a legitimate thing. It's not going to your Uncle Sam or your neighbor Joe, unless your neighbor Joe has an actual business set up for this.
Oh, so it's not asking your brother-in-law or your cousin or your uncle,
right?
It's
an online platform that allows you to borrow directly from an individual instead of an institution.
Oh.
So there are rules. Right? And those rules are set up, but it's kind of like a wedding. I do. Do you? I do.
All almost right. Like crowdfunding, right?
Very you much know, like that.
She says borrowers post a loan listing that includes the amount they want, why they want it.
Yep.
Investors review it, choose the ones that meet their criteria. They screen their applicants, check your credit, becomes part of your loan listing. And so while your credit score is still a factor, an individual investor may be more empathetic to your situation than a traditional bank.
Interestingly enough, I saw this in the ride-sharing space as well. My neighbor who drives for one of the ride-sharing companies, he was out yesterday polishing a new car. And I said, oh, did you get yourself a new car? And he says, no, I've had this for about 3-4 months now. He says, this is the car that I loan. He parks it at the airport and uses an app to loan out his car for $300 a week.
Okay.
And if you don't want to go through the Hertz or the other, you know, the car rental programs, he rents it out that way.
Oh, you know, it's like, I mean, you can rent anything.
Anything
these days.
Yeah.
And less traditional means are, you know, more creative means are so available. And so most of the financial institutions, and you've seen this, you know, in the years past, that getting a small business loan and getting banks to want to loan out money, we've heard a lot of banks say there's plenty of money and there's plenty of loans. And then you hear the opposite side of it from the entrepreneur saying,
yeah,
I can't
get to it.
I can't get it.
Yeah, because I can't prove that I'm going to be viable.
And so there's two stories going there. We know that, you know, when you're starting up a business, when you're building a business, you're pouring everything back into growing that business,
right?
Operation costs and capital and inventory and employees and marketing and advertising. So much is going into it, and you're not always seeing a great profit margin,
right?
You know, happening, you know, at the end of the month, quarter, or year. And so sometimes, you know, a small business loan is necessary. And if you can't use it from the banks, and these ones are saying if you've got bad credit, and I think a small business often isn't necessarily dealing with bad credit. They don't have any credit
yet
established.
Yeah, there's good stuff there. Great book. If you're interested, Steve Replin wrote a book called Where to Go When the Bank Says No. You might look there. Hard money lending is a thing. Gang, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back after the top of the news, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel Tussey and Eric Rammer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Rammer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio,